Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. An item in the Irish Post caught my eye a few days ago. That's the Irish Post. It's a newspaper in Great Britain aimed at the Irish community. Anyway, so the article said that in the Republic of Ireland, we're going to honour a lot of stillborn children who are buried in unmarked graves. Because remember, until a few decades ago, the Catholic Church's doctrine was that a stillborn child was in limbo. He or she didn't go to hell, didn't go to heaven. We're not sure about purgatory. And of course, for the mother and the father who've been through this, this really just added to the agony. Stillbirth, in case you're not certain, is when the child comes out dead. So this girl or boy, he or she never moves outside the womb, never breathes, somehow dies in the process of being born. And I suppose a bit like a miscarriage, but miscarriage suggests that's a bit earlier on. Now, I'm not a physician. Am I getting it slightly wrong about cause of death? But we know that. So stillborn usually refers to children who are full term. These girls or boys are about 40 weeks in utero. I'm told that it's a bit more likely if they're a bit earlier, like 39, 38 weeks or whatever. We know that medicine is not an exact science. A pregnancy doesn't have to last exactly 40 weeks. A child can be born a few days early, a few days late, and be perfectly healthy. This is approximate. They're taking an average. Anyway, so those children couldn't be have a formal funeral, couldn't be buried in a graveyard, were buried in unmarked graves and so on. So much has come to light. And thankfully, the Roman Catholic Church has changed its doctrine. We're now told that, no, these children, they are sinless, can go straight to heaven, despite not having been baptized. So in the United Kingdom, there was an effort about this. Sharon Gibson, who's a member of Parliament for Chippenham, I think she's a Liberal Democrat. That's about lots of children who were buried in unmarked graves. Yeah. And it went on in Great Britain as well, apparently, and happened in Donegal, for example. There was some Magdalen Home as in for unwed mothers a few years ago, and they found that hundreds of children had been buried in the septic tank or something like that. So there we are, grieving them, have some sort of funeral, some sort of final farewell to recognise them as human beings, to express some sort of compassion for these children, usually unnamed. Perhaps the mother and father have come up with a name for this child. And these days, if baby is stillborn, this is what the National Health Service does, certainly in South Britain, is the parents will have a chance to hold this baby, to wash and dress this baby, sometimes photograph of this baby who never ever moved outside the womb, and then feel that they've somehow connected, they've somehow honoured their child before their child is buried and cremated. So it's heartbreaking. I don't like to think about it. What would I do in those situations? I mean, probably that. But it's ghastly, macabre. Well, it's good that we're recognising the humanity of these girls and boys who died so very, very young. But it's sickening then that in the Republic of Ireland, we should be murdering other children, because we've just recognised that babies in utero are human beings and they are alive. If not, what's there to honour? We're told by the abortion industry this is a lump of cells. So what? Which is not going to merit the least consideration. And okay, there are time limits on abortion, but you know, the abortion industry is pushing that further and further back. They get paid per scalp. These bloodthirsty people have absolutely no mercy. And they say, oh, compassion for the murderer, not for the victim. So if the babies are born, who are stillborn, were human, those who are aborted are also human being. They're also alive. And we talk about bodily autonomy. Yes, these girls and boys have bodily autonomy in utero. They move independently of their mothers. The mother can be still while the child is moving, or vice versa. They can be awake while the mother is asleep, and so forth. We're all the time proving that this person is a different individual, is a separate person from his mother, because children aren't chattel. And therefore, we ought to have compassion. We ought to honour these girls and boys, and not just regard this child as a lump of cells. Lump of cells. We're all cells. Like, so what? How does that disprove somebody's humanity? Which human is not made up of cells? Indeed, I know that all organisms are composed of cells. So it's preposterous to say this somehow deprives someone of human rights, to say someone is made up of cells. So a fetus, an embryo, if you prefer. We're talking about a human fetus, a human embryo. They have human rights. By the way, I have absolutely no objection to the abortion of fetuses if they're rat fetuses, or if they're bovine fetuses, or if they're, I don't know, orangutan fetuses, or embryos. You can abort as many embryos as you want of mice, or of goodness know what, any other species, or of ocelots, okay? And we're already talking about human beings. That's what I care about. So, you know, that could have been me. I was a zygote too. I was a single cell. Everybody starts with one cell, right? Life begins with 1 second. A fortune begins with 1 penny. You've got to start somewhere. So where do you start? You start at the beginning, don't you? You don't start at some intermediate point. So that's why we've got to save children. And one of the most magnificent things about the Republic of Ireland until recently, until 2018, is we defended our children almost alone in the Western world. And Northern Ireland, likewise, sadly, interference by Westminster to impose the murder of girls and boys on Northern Ireland, where a lot of people, sadly, I think not a majority more, wanted to protect children. The United Kingdom, Republic of Ireland, we've got a fixation with child protection. And maybe that's a good thing, but somehow not for children in utero, that any act of violence is permissible. So we've got to recognize the humanity of these kids and afford them protection. They merit even more consideration than adults. Adults, we have at least lived a long time. Now, the mother, she may be in a very difficult situation, okay? And in almost inevitably, that's a situation that she's chosen to create along with the father, okay? Pregnancy, maybe she doesn't have much money, maybe she's young, maybe she's not in a relationship, all this kind of situation, okay? Maybe she's unhealthy. Now, if it's a risk to her life and abortion is the only way to keep her safe, all right, do it. It's a horrific thing to do, to kill a child, but, you know, two deaths would be worse than one. Another thing is, if there's any chance of the child being viable outside the uterus, just have an emergency cesarean and the child would at least have a fighting chance and so on. But we know it's nothing to do with that. It's simply supposed late contraception. Jess Phillips, soi-disant child murderer, saying, a DUP politician said, you're using abortion as contraception. Do you really think I've only had sex 3 times? Wow, so clever, Jess. Well, what a non sequitur. No, he's not saying that, because there are other possibilities sex without contraception than conception and abortion, because, of course, most of that time that doesn't lead to conception. Even if it does, it could lead to a miscarriage and so on. And he didn't say it's the only method of contraception you're using and so forth. My goodness. So anything they will can to inflict violence upon children, sexual violence, which is sickening. Anyway, do what you can. Raise your voice to save children. Do not be silent. Freedom, of course you have freedom, but that doesn't include murder. I want freedom, yes, for these children. Bodily autonomy for these children, as well as everybody else. Women's rights begin in utero. So do what you can to defend children.